Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If you wanna be my friend, you had better go and get a pen. And maybe we can keep in touch, like we did in the old days. It wasn't so long ago. And I wish you well. Sign your pen pals.
That's right, y'all. You're having a beautiful day because you're on the right side of the grass and you're hanging out with your two friends, Daniel Van Kirk and Rory Scovel, coming at you for another episode of the Pen Pals Podcast. Hope y'all having a beautiful day, no matter where you are. But like I said, you're on the right side of the grass.
I'll tell you what, if you're,
or glass,
if you're
too. If you got a daddy in prison, you're on the right. You're on the right side of the glass.
You're on the right side of the glass. He's the one on the wrong side.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I just hope he's got a Spotify in there and can listen to Pen Pals. You know,
I don't know if they give Spotify. I bet they do out in California. They give Spotify out to.
I was about to say, you need to put an app out called Spotify. Updates pie menus at local diners.
Real time, people, Spotify, they put it into the Spotify app. Everybody around the world can see that pie you just spotted.
Exactly. And a lot of them are going to be on windowsills, like in the 40s.
I'm
going to
tell
you
this, Roar. If I saw a pie on a windowsill.
Of course.
One of two things is going to happen. I'm either stealing that pie, or I'm at least giving a little, mind if I take a piece of this pie?
Well, yeah.
I mean, you don't put it on a windowsill. I'm not trying to, you know, victim blame here, but you don't put it on a windowsill unless you want somebody to at least ask about your pie.
For anybody who attended Daniel and I's live event on March 27th, mm-hmm. I would just like to let everybody know his microphone cover is still slightly uneven. I noticed people saying stuff in the comments.
I'm going to be honest with you. Noticing that your microphone cover is off center is like losing your heart on at the worst time. Everybody you know and everybody else knows, and there ain't a dang old thing you can do about it without bringing everything to a halt and hoping you can get back on track
at the worst time.
How's that? Doesn't it feel like we can do a show now?
I feel better.
I should, my man. You should.
Everyone get on spot. Go to www.apps.com mm-hmm. and you're going to find Spotify by Daniel Van Kirk. Man, it's
any people out there writing, I don't know, what do you call it? C++ or Helvetica or whatever it is you write computers with. Spotify going.
Let me tell you, Silicon Valley's out there doing their startups. Daniel mm-hmm. Van Kirk is doing his startup.
Put me in the
bubble.
Doesn't
have to be in Silicon Valley.
Put me
He's in Los Angeles.
I know Kumail. I mean, he's got to know. They had to have consultants on that show that he could put me in touch with.
That he knows. He will connect.
I hope so.
He will connect you.
Man, you're probably wondering how long we going to talk like this. I'm going to give you an honest answer. We do not know.
I'll tell you something. It feels real good.
Well, I mean, you have been known to do entire sets talking like another man. And also for this, you could nuzzle right back into their, that birthplace.
Oh, it does feel good.
Yeah.
Do we start a sort of a southern version of pen pals called Pencil Buds? It's just it's these two dudes. Mm-hmm. Just every now and then an episode. That's just these two dudes.
You can only write us letters about your yard, your farm, your meemaw. Weird stuff you've seen driving.
Different types of pies.
Mm-hmm. Times you almost hit a deer.
What you order at. I know some of these subjects we cover already. On Pen Pals, but what you would order at Cracker Barrel, at what time of day.
What would you get
that
right
Cracker
now?
Cracker Barrel really does set you up for breakfast for dinner. They just set you up.
Oh, hell yeah. If we sat down right now at a Cracker Barrel, what would you order?
I would probably do a right country now, this moment, fried steak
you
with
could
a mac and cheese and biscuits, and I would do some cheesy hash browns.
Damn. So you're hungry right now.
I am so hungry. I'm back into my intermittent fasting.
Really?
I started
what you going,
today.
1 to 7? 2 to
I'm
8?
I'm going 11 to 7. I'm doing a 16-8.
Okay. You look
I'm
good.
I'm trying to lose this gut.
I
got
think
a bit
you got
of a
one.
Gut.
I think that's
I
what
do.
You see. That's what no,
I,
nobody
I'm
else
not,
sees.
I don't just see it. I'm squeezing it right now, and a lot of that shouldn't be in there.
You're sitting. You're sitting.
You know, sitting does lie to you about where you're at. It sitting kind of makes you feel shitty. You got that little poof
going on.
You look
so good in a tux.
I look like I'm about 4 months along right now.
Well, keep it. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Go buy our merch.
Buy some merch, guys.
Palerinos, everything's out there. Get yourself a sweatshirt. Get yourself an I'll go F2F or an RRGT shirt.
You know what I wear almost every day?
That hoodie.
And I don't think it's available anymore, but I wear that hoodie almost every day.
It's good, man.
It is a good hoodie.
I got a crew coming your way.
What now?
You know. I like when you go high pitch. I like when you go Michael Waltrip Napa 55. Okay. I don't think there's anything
It's a else. Little bit of a game of chicken right now. I'm starting to realize.
Well, I thought once we hit the other side, we'll be back to ourselves.
I think so. I think that's about right.
So, oh man, you get me. All right, so get your merch. Come hang out with us. Send us your letters. This is your first time ever listening to the show. I do apologize, but I want to remind you.
It ain't like this all the time. It could start to be.
You
subject to change. We don't know what this podcast is.
Pencil Buds. That's a first of all,
pencil
email
buds.
Us at the penpalspod@gmail.com. Feel free to email us at thepencilbuds@gmail.com too. That is not up and running, so you're gonna get a kickback if you go and do that. But
you're gonna get a kickback. But I'll tell you what, go ahead and put in the subject line in parentheses if you'd prefer Daniel Van Kirk and Roy Scovel read that letter, or if you'd prefer the pencil buds to read it.
That'd be DR and RS. You want DR?
If you want DR and RS, you got to just put pencil buds in the subject line. We'll know to do it.
Hey, this is DR. Okay, co-host of the Pencil Buds. I love what we do. I love what we did. Let's go where we go. Here we go, player.
Let's do it.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
And let's go to those letters.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, guy.
It does. The problem is
that
you
is going to become something because that was that. Honestly, that felt like, you know, when you eat something that tastes good, you can't eat it like a normal mature adult.
Yes.
You have to like gorge.
Yes.
Your tongue is like keep getting the drug of the flavor, and you can't just pace it out because you're just
right.
You're dumb. We're just dumb.
Here's the two weird things. First of all, I'm so basic. Like I wish I was more interesting, but it's spiral mac and cheese and pie. That's how I react every time I eat it. I get sad as I realize I'm almost done eating it. Like I do get like fuck.
Can I ask you a question that I've maybe asked?
Yeah, of course.
Picture this show in 5 years. There's no way we're not circling back because we don't even remember.
I hope we're funny.
Someone sends in Hole in the Ground Gang and we're losing our minds over what an
can
crazy
you believe
story
this?
I can't believe they did this. We've talked about the slice of cheese on an apple pie.
I feel like it's come up. I've never done it in my life. It sounds foreign enough to me that I do not remember having had this conversation with you. Is that something
have you eaten that, though?
No, I've never even seen it.
Oh, okay. You're talking
like a Kraft single, or are you going like a high-end monster?
I think you do a Kraft single. I think that's what you're supposed to do. I think so.
That seems wrong to me.
Wait, you've heard of this, though,
no.
Right? You've never heard of cheese on an apple pie?
Never in my life.
That blows my mind. You were about to say, I've heard people say it is divine.
Lissa, cheese on an apple pie?
Heard of it, but never done it.
Heard of it, never done it.
That's same as me. I was going to ask you, I was almost certain you've had that. I was going to ask you, would you go a la mode or would you put cheese?
Oh,
and you can't say plain. You have to pick one or the other.
Oh, I have to do a la mode or cheese?
Yeah, you can't.
Well, I'm going a la mode.
I know, but you don't. Now it's not a great question.
Do you think there are people who go a la mode and cheese?
No. I was going to say a la mode or cheese.
I know,
cheese.
But do you think there are people who do it? There's got to be. People voted for Trump.
Mitch McConnell, I could see.
Can I just have the cheese?
Are they aliens?
Who, the guy from X-Men who's melting? Mitch McConnell?
Are they aliens and like we don't know that we're losing the planet to them?
Don't scare me.
But I think, right? Doesn't that kind of, if you knew that, you go, well, then that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make sense if you go, no, they're also human. They will also not be able to live on this planet. Their offspring will also not be able to inhabit this planet.
Well, I told you this. I always wonder about like the niece or nephew who's like at Christmas, like looks at their uncle and is like, dude, what? Why are you doing this? Like, I don't. Get it. And then I hope he just looks at them with his fucking chin that's falling off every day and goes, for the money. Like, well, okay.
Okay.
I mean,
all right, money. Yeah,
that checks out. Yeah. Here's the other thing that we're crazy. And I know we've already gone, but we're so riddled with this comedy bit disease. When we started into these voices, I felt like I hadn't talked to you yet. Like, yeah. I was like, hey.
But we hadn't.
I know.
And that's because we're professional actors.
Well, something's wrong with us.
And we're messed up. Which is what makes us professional comedians and actors. That's like a prerequisite.
You're kind of right.
You got to be a little messed up to even think that this is a job.
All right, you want to do this? Should I go first?
Yes, but can I just say really quickly that I thought, I'm never on Twitter, but I have gotten on there.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to read a perfect tweet from Marc Maron.
Let's hear it.
You've maybe even already seen it. This is his tweet. What we've learned over the past decade is most people's dream is to become a radio personality on their own terms.
Yeah.
I read that and I was like, that is exactly right.
I've been listening to talk radio my entire life. 100%.
Oh, that's so good.
There's more things I wish I could do in this medium.
Yeah. Let's just start a radio station.
We could. But now you made me think of something, but I don't remember what it was. Okay. Oh, you know what I thought you were going to say, so I want to say it. We recorded last episode before we did the live show, but how much fun was that?
Yeah, it's great.
It was like a real community hang.
It was very fun.
Yeah.
Very fun.
The Gaggle Gals?
Gaggle Gals.
Gaggle Gals and Shayna?
They're out there.
Okay, saying people's names. They don't. If you weren't there, you don't know what they talked about. All right.
They're out there.
Gaggle Gals could go a lot of way. But you know what people will get to know? If you remember that Patreon, and you, with that live one, we did two. We did Penthouse Forum letter, which was, we could have just done that.
Fire.
Oh my God,
hot
that was fun.
Fire. We should have just done that.
Well, we still had like 13 minutes of, I wanted people to get
a
good quality time, good quality hang, quality meat, quality smeets.
Quality smut, quality smeets, quality smuts.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yep.
Dan and Rory, correct order,
wrong.
Little informal.
Wrong again. You think people would know by now.
I wanted to write back regarding a couple side items and one major item. Now, I don't know if that means... I'm sorry, I won't interject too much. But I don't know if that means we've already read a letter and I don't remember it. All apologies. The heart was there if the brain is not. Or if it's like, hey, you guys have been writing me with your podcast. I'm writing you back. Either one I love.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
When you hear someone say side items or you read side items, is there any way for you to not picture mac and cheese? Like, oh, as soon as you said two side Adams, I was like, yeah, you always get two side Adams.
Yeah, because there's a difference. This is the thing. I remember when I figured out this menu hack when I was like, I don't know, 17. I was like, not all side items. Wait, not all appetizers are side items, but all side items could be an appetizer.
That's right, yeah.
And so sometimes I'd be like, I'll just get, can I just get the asparagus, the side of asparagus as an appetizer?
Yeah.
I tend to think asparagus, sautéed mushrooms. But then if, you went through a mozzarella stick phase in your life, right?
I'm still in it.
You are?
I would eat mozzarella sticks. I love mozzarella sticks.
I bet you haven't had a fried mozzarella stick in years.
It's definitely been... 2020 is a gamble. That's a toss-up.
Sure.
Hey, but it is 100% not been years. It is 100%. Also, you got to keep in mind, I got a five-year-old. So mozzarella sticks is like a go-to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, she can do whatever she wants.
Love mozzarella sticks.
Okay. I wanted to write back regarding a couple side items and one major item. Feel free to skip through any before the major item. I hope this isn't too long. I'm going to read them all. Who knows where we'll go. One, I handed Dan a letter after his show in Cincinnati on 11/13/2019, picture attached. You read my letter on the podcast, which aired 4/1/2020. Well, that answers that question. And the one where people wonder how well we read these pre-hand. Thank you very much for doing so. I'm the guy, which I kind of like. I'm the guy who gave you and Rory the $20 Subway gift card. Where are we at meatball and mayo-wise? Hoosiers, Stand By Me, Back to the Future. Hope these can happen someday. They will.
Should we quickly? We can quickly knock that one right out.
Go for
Hoosiers
it.
Is right around the corner, I know I've said that before.
No, but it
I
really
truly
is.
Do mean it this time.
Yeah.
Back to the Future, not as big of a thing as Hoosiers, but I could see after Hoosiers, if we decided to do a full day of Back to the Future trilogy, the way Kumail and Emily will do Lord of the Rings mm-hmm. once a year, I could see that happening. What were the other things?
Stand By Me.
Stand By Me, we've never talked about, but we have both seen it, so it doesn't fall into Hoosiers in the same way. That's why Back to the Future doesn't fall into Hoosiers the same way.
Have you seen 25th Hour?
I have not.
There we go.
That's the sequel to Stand By Me.
That movie changed my life.
All right.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Is that Edward
Norton? Barry Pepper, Edward Norton, directed by Spike Lee, Brian Cox, Rosario Dawson, and the guy who goes, she... for way longer.
I'm in.
Okay. Hope these can happen someday. They will. Dan, my wife, also in the picture, got me a cameo from you for Christmas. Yeah, I always forget to tell people. You can do that. A couple responses from you. I don't remember it, but I'll read these anyway. I suck at basketball and haven't played in decades and always pass as much as possible to hide my secret. I am, unfortunately, as you guessed, not the guy who doesn't pass after being incessantly asked to do so. Yes, I am a last person name. Most people call me Buck or Buckley. I like that. I lost my job twice last year and wanted you to know I started a new and much better job on March 1st, one that allows me to listen to podcasts again at work. I can't live in a world where I can't listen to podcasts at work. I seem to not be able to live in a world where I can't do podcasts for work. You were right. Everything was okay, and I appreciate your kind words. I fell back on them frequently during my career transition over the last year. Good to hear. Rory?
I love this.
The funniest part from Robbie is the pants store nut slap in the pizza place. My son and I cherish it deeply. Hope season two is a go.
Season two is not a go.
as of yet, as of this recording.
Hey, it's not for sure. Not happening.
I want you to, you know, I
if
love
it
you.
Happens, it will be, I have to skyrocket to the moon, and then someone goes, hey, should we do another season? And then Robbie is plus 5 years from
well, that's
when we
what
last
I was
going
to say.
Him.
I love you, and you know I want all the successes to happen for you that you desire. But I do think there would be something hilarious if in 14 years you did season two of Robbie. Though 14 years had passed.
Don't think I haven't thought about it, and don't think that I have thought to not do it that way. To literally pick up exactly where we left off, but we've all clearly aged 14
Look,
years.
It's kind of like a boy's life, but without the middle part.
Yeah.
Where was I? Oh, I just talked about that awesome show, Robbie. Okay, people should watch it, find it. The major item, here we go. I love my wife deeply. We have a strong marriage going on 10 plus years and have been together since college. We have a 10-year-old son and a 7-year-old daughter, and we are in the thick of life and its amazing struggles and craziness. I have supported my wife, 32 years old, I'm 33, in many decisions which were new to me or not my preference. Multiple career pivots, ways we have raised our children, decisions on daycare while she was working, all types of physical training phases, spinning instructor, personal training education, tens of thousands of dollars in business consultant fees and courses, triathlons, marathons, fitness groups, powerlifting, dope, subsequent injuries and surgeries following those, not dope, etc. Her recent business expansion as a personal trainer, picking up additional responsibilities and parental duties when her busy schedule got busier. These were very new concepts to me, as I am the youngest of 8 in a traditional Irish Catholic Midwestern family, but I am here to support her and cover her back while she is out trying to be successful in whatever she is doing. You guys should write that down and look at that if you're looking for a relationship. The chase, I guess, cutting to it. My wife wants to get a giant tattoo on her thigh this summer. Potential ideas are attached, and we could both not be further apart on this. She feels very strongly about it and wants to move forward. I really, really wish she would not do it. I understand this is ultimately her decision as an adult woman, but this is the way I feel. She understands my resistance to the idea and doesn't take this decision or my stance lightly. I am concerned it will lead to more tattoos, which I am also against. I do not want her to end up regretting this permanent decision someday. I do not want our 2 children to think we both endorse them getting tattoos someday. We're going to come back to that. I'm concerned it will be a permanent reminder of something I just wish wasn't there or something she went against me on. I realize I may not come off in the best light. I really don't like saying no to her and rarely do, but this is just how I feel. I'd like to think if the tables were turned, I would not move forward with an unnecessary and permanent cosmetic choice for myself if she was as opposed to it as I am. Rory and Dan, don't know why we switched orders. I think it's the right thing to do,
and now I agree with him and not the wife.
I thought you were going to go, and now I've started listening.
Now, Dan, go ahead and read the letter.
Rory and Dan, do I just accept it and support her? I could give you a real quick answer, and we can move on to the letter, I suppose. That was me talking. Do I try and talk her out of it? Could give you a quick answer there, too. I want things to be great between us and want to handle this properly. Like I said, we are just on completely opposite sides of this. Hoping to hear back from you 2 cackling idiots. Sincerely, Tim Buckley, Cincinnati, Ohio. Before we jump in, have you looked at these tattoo possibilities? So here's one.
But that was my next question. And this is going on the thigh.
This is going on the thigh. That is in.
So this here, we have sort of a Gaelic wolf.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm...
That's a great way to put it, with yellow eyes. And then we've got... I don't know if this falls into Gaelic, but it's also some sort of...
All right. Sensing a theme. This is more, I'd say, Native American psychedelic wolf.
That's my favorite G.I. Joe character.
Is it just those two?
There's this.
It's literally like 50 photos.
I love that he talks about the picture and doesn't mention Andrew or Jeff Tate. I mean, I get it. Fuck Andrew Youngblood, but Jeff Tate, man.
Yeah, that's Jeffrey Tate back there.
I know. Doesn't he kind of have a Billy Wayne Davis vibe to him?
Jeff?
Yeah
a little bit. Yeah. He even looks like there.
Will. Oh, not
no,
Jeff.
Jeff has a vibe, I think, of Billy Wayne. Similar.
Oh, I get you. Yeah.
Where
do you want to go, Roar?
Well, I wouldn't Jeff be a great guest on here?
Jeff Buckley?
Jeff Tate.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he would.
I mean, all of this, I can't tell you between those two. I would maybe go with that second one. I think, okay, let's just take it one thing at a time.
Oh, you're going way backward. You're first giving input on what tattoo you liked.
First off, I would go, if I have some say, and I don't, which is sort of foreshadowing where this is going. I think
big
Native
laugh
American,
on that one, Rory.
Native American psychedelic wolf is the one that I think
I would
is,
too. It's a lot of cooler. Both of them are a lot of line work. But of the two, I would go with psychedelic wolf.
Yeah, I'm not into the yellow eyes, I don't think.
I don't
but
that's, either.
You know, you could always just not do the yellow eyes. But I think they're both great. There's a wolf thing going on here. I wonder how big and where on the thigh.
Let's go about,
I'm trying to figure out where, what is his apprehension.
Let's go 80% of the front or side of the thigh is going to be that wolf.
Oh, you think very big?
Yes.
Yeah. Here's my thoughts. I think, obviously, I have tattoos. My wife has tattoos. I very much like tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're great. I think they're awesome. I think there are some people who purchase tattoos impulsively.
Sure.
And have them put on their body.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's a chance that they maybe regret those. I think there are some people that are not great. And again, this is my opinion,
right,
of picking out what I would determine to be a good tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
I do always find tattoos that have meaning and symbolism for someone personally to always be a great place to start when getting a tattoo, because I believe that those would be the hardest to regret if they actually have, if they're sort of, their foundation is some sort of personal meaning. I don't think you can regret them unless you just don't like the artist, how the artist did it.
Right.
I think there's maybe that. I feel like you have the short answer for both of us here. In a bigger picture, I think you two are two different people in one relationship. And sometimes it's, and I understand, I want to play devil's advocate a little bit here.
Okay.
When he's saying, like, I don't want to say no to her, like, I know how that can sound to people.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
It sounds but very, yeah, like,
he obviously chauvinistic,
misogynistic. Yeah. Yes, I don't think it's that sort of thing. I do think there's conversations that people have in relationships, and it isn't that he's the man saying no to a thing and that his word is the final word. I'm not getting that from this guy.
Right.
But I think he is bothered by it, and I think what he's not maybe allowing is the fact that when, as two people in one relationship, when you allow each other to experience these things and do these things and live these individual lives where you make these individual decisions, a lot of times it brings something better to the one relationship. And I think the question mark of what if I ever tried to do that thing, or what if I ever did that thing, but I never did.
Right.
I think that's a dangerous thing to bring to the relationship. Whereas I think you'd prefer someone who maybe lived with the regret of getting a tattoo than you would want to live with someone who always wondered about getting a tattoo but didn't because you said you didn't want them to get one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the scale I look at there. But again, you know, I don't know these two people, but I'm biased towards tattoos. I think they look badass. I think they're a great sign of independence in a lot of ways. And I think it's a sign of commitment to something, an idea or an image or a person or whatever.
Right. Right.
I think it's extremely committal.
Right.
And I think that's, I find that attractive in men and women. I find it in both. I think when someone has a tattoo, be it what I think is good or bad, I still do respect someone being like, no, that on me forever.
Right. Can I Clark Griswold this a little bit?
100%.
I look at it like,
just don't what did we say it was? DR and RS?
Yeah. I look at it like Christmas lights, okay? So you've got Christmas lights that aren't working. And you can't yell at them to start working. You can't, like, anger your way into make them start working. You need to go back and see, is it not working because there's something wrong with the Christmas lights? Or is it just not working because of what I did? Is there something wrong with me that's causing this to not work?
Did I mismanage
right
how these were set up,
and
or
so,
is one of them broken?
So if I have a problem with anyone or my wife or kids having tattoos, is that because there's something wrong with tattoos? Or if I trace this all the way back to the outlet, am I going to go, oh, no, this is a my thing.
Yeah.
I'm the reason that this isn't turning on. And I'm the reason that there's an issue here. Because you say, like, I was raised in a very traditional Midwest Irish Catholic. Like, those things, that's a recipe for, like, this is how it's always done. And this is how you act. And this is how things are supposed to be. And this is, and we've always said. And so sometimes you just gutturally, it doesn't even feel like it's associated to that. You just gutturally come to someone and be like, I just don't like that. That's just wrong. Yeah. And, you know, when I was younger, I used to have a real problem with adults being around adults who were drunk. Like, it scared me, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't like alcohol, like, as a kid. Like, I was like, it scared me. That's, there's no other, I don't need to say anything other than that. I ended up realizing later in life, it's because I had been around an alcoholic at a very young age, and that person scared me. So then I went around, I was like, there's nothing, there can be for each individual person, something wrong with alcohol. But as a blanket statement, there's nothing wrong with alcohol. There was something wrong with me. And so my fear when somebody would go out to party or something like that, like, and I'm talking, it went into like my late teens, early 20s, was because it was me that was associating that with alcohol. And so feelings are feelings, but you need to ask yourself, where does this issue come from? And I'm going to go out here and guess with no professional experience and just caring that based on the millions of people who have tattoos and the millions of people who don't have tattoos but love people who do have them, there's probably nothing wrong with tattoos. So
I think you might surprise yourself and you might find it very attractive.
Right. And, you know, but I think I for some people, that's a fear too, right?
As though he's me.
That's a fear though too. Like, I don't want to, I'm not saying this is our writer here, but some people are like, I don't want to go down that road and find out I like that.
Yeah.
Like some people don't like discovery. And yes, so
they don't like change and they don't like discovery and they don't like growth. That's a lot of people, sadly.
This is my rule. If I had a wife ever again,
And you won't, because you told me, don't ever let me do this to myself again.
But this is my rule. If you're a person who isn't into tattoos, not saying against, you're just not into them, and your partner says, I think I want to get a tattoo. You go, for real? Yeah. Like, you know what you want to get? Uh-huh. You're going to get something meaningful? I don't know. I might just get something silly. Okay. Can I just ask you this? You still love me? Mm-hmm. Still 100% into, like, being a partner and raising these kids together and loving these kids? Yep. Okay, you go do whatever the fuck you want to do. Like, it's
was
not...
he attacked by a wolf? I wonder. Well, was that, the wolf now?
If
drunk,
she's taunting
like
him,
like he was a kid. Yes,
that's
and
mean.
He was around a drunk wolf. Like, maybe it's that.
Oh man, it sounds like that sounds like a line from In and of Itself. And the drunk wolf. Did you watch
but the
that?
Drunk wolf?
Did you watch In and of Itself?
Of course I did.
The Wolf Hour, the
a lot
dog
of people
wolf
were
hour?
Like, this is not for me, and I defended it. Oh, I defended it.
Me too.
I liked it a lot. I thought it was very good.
Me too. So you're saying, I mean, what were these two things? Do I try to talk her out of it? Nope.
No. 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 Can I just say no? Now.
Do I just accept it and support her?
Yep. Yes. And if, as the day draws near, that she is scheduled to go do it, she's gone and done the consultation, she knows who the artist is going to be. Also, just throw this out there, and maybe this is unnecessary advice, but definitely look into, not that he's even asking this, but definitely look up artists that you want to do the tattoo. Don't just go to a place and be like, who are your artists? Like, there's so much social media now. You can find, wherever you live, trust me, you can find someone and you can see their whole Instagram. Mm-hmm. That's great business for them. They post that shit. Look for the artist who's going to do your tattoo. Shout out to Dan Bones, Los Angeles, did my tattoo. Great guy. Great artist.
This is what I think, though, Rory, is he saying, what does it say? This is what I think. He's saying, what
well,
does
hold
it
on,
say?
Hold on. Let me finish this one point before you go there.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I just want to say, as that day draws near and she's done it and it's about to happen, if she starts second guessing, do not smell blood in the water and be like, all right, now I'm going to talk her out of it. Go the other direction because she wants to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying this will even happen, but I'm saying if it does, do not be the dick that either if you don't have a supportive thing to say when she's having second thoughts, then don't fucking say anything. But do not look at it as a moment of trying to sway the other way. I don't get that impression. You seem very supportive and very nice person. And this seems like a shocking thing. And I think Daniel maybe hit the nail on the head saying maybe your upbringing kind of, you were told, hey, tattoos are this and that and that. And I gather that specifically from you saying, I don't want our kids thinking that we condone that. Tattoos are not drugs and like alcohol, like minors drinking. It's not like,
right.
It's not, it doesn't fall into that. Tattoos are not that at all. They're not that. They don't fall in the same thing. I know when you were a kid, it was like bad people have tattoos and bikers have tattoos. That is not true. That is not true. And it was never the truth. That's never been the truth.
Right.
Every kind of person you can imagine has a tattoo. And I'm willing to bet you 99.9% of them love their tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Daniel, back to you.
No, I totally agree with you. And I think like I had a distant family member's son, like we were all together, and one of my brothers, they had their partner with them, and he was like, this little kid was like, you have tattoos? And the partner goes, yeah. And the kid goes, so you don't have a job?
Exactly.
And
right.
They were like, nope, I have a job. Like, all people who have tattoos don't have jobs. And it's far enough in my family where I step in. But yeah. I wanted to dig, who told you that? Where is that? That's probably coming from your parents. And how fucking stupid, I'm not talking blanketly, but we have definitely hit a hole in the ground, gang, where they are so dumb in this area. So fucking dumb. And so I wonder if your fear is like, well, what does that say about a person who has tattoos? And I don't want to come down too hard on you, my friend. You know, I love that you wrote us a letter. And I hope you wrote to us because you're like, I want to get some outside perspective, and you're getting it. It doesn't say anything other than that person likes the thing, or at one point likes the thing that's on their arm, or it means something to them. If you saw Rory's upper arm and you think he loves Jeeps, you might assume that. You also have no fucking clue what you're talking about.
Right, right.
So it doesn't say anything other than the person tells you. And if your kids say, mom gets tattoos, I want to get a tattoo, you go, well, you know what? That's a decision. And it's not drugs or alcohol, but just like drugs and alcohol, it's a decision you're going to make when you decide to drink. How are you going to get home? And this is the same thing. Am I getting something I like? And if you end up deciding you're a person who doesn't care what you get, just, you know, you can do that. But someday you may hate like a unicorn riding a burrito over the sun. And you'll be like, yeah, why did I do that? So it's just a decision.
Yeah.
Also, that's a great tattoo. But like,
I may get that.
But I think... you are saying, well, my kids, hopefully your kids would think like, oh, my mom is still her own person who does things for herself. And I love her. And if I see somebody else with a tattoo, I'm going to assume someone loves that person, or not assume nobody does. So it's like, there's a reason.
I think what you know of your wife and how you feel about her and what you know of her as a person is someone you are madly in love with. And I think... your brain is not computing what you thought.
Right.
And I don't know. This is also playing it like this person doesn't live in the live in the now. But if you have a fear of tattoos because of that upbringing, and I'm not saying that's what it is. We don't actually know what it is. We're trying to gather information.
Right.
But if it is something like that, well, I was always raised that people with tattoos, blah, blah, maybe your brain is having a hard time going, but wait a second, then that negates the truth I was told, and the truth was that people with tattoos dot dot dot.
Right.
But my wife isn't that. So if she got a tattoo, does that mean she becomes that? Or was I wrong the whole time?
Right.
And again, this is Daniel and I trying to read deeper into the letter to figure out where this comes from. You maybe just hate tattoos. You maybe just fucking don't like tattoos, and you're afraid that it's going to be a huge turnoff for you, actually.
Right.
But no matter what, how you feel about tattoos is not how your wife feels about tattoos. And it's unfair for how you feel to dictate how your wife is supposed to feel. And it's unfair to put your wife in a position that if she does this, it means she doesn't support your objection to it. It's a lose-lose
right.
to live your life like that. Oh, well, he doesn't want me to get it, so I can't get it because I support him. Even though that looks like she's willing to support your not wanting her right. to get it, it's really just, in a way, some sort of submissive behavior of like, well, okay, then I won't do anything that makes you feel uncomfortable. And I know what you mean when you say, if my wife felt strongly about something, then I would take it into consideration. I would say there's a chance your wife has taken into consideration.
Sure.
Your wife also knows you clearly are not into the tattoo. She knows you don't support it, and yet she wants to forge ahead. And I think that should be enough evidence for you to know, hey, this isn't about me. This isn't my
yep.
fucking thing. And I think my fears that I'm concocting are imaginative. I can only see what the future holds. I can't predict it now. And all you should do is be making sure it's not an impulse decision sure. and making sure she's picked a good artist, because mm-hmm. that's how you minimize the regret of getting the tattoo. That is all you should be doing. And I promise you, my daughter is 5. I show her my tattoos. I brag about them to her. I show her name is on my body. I show her these things. And my wife shows her her tattoos and what she has. And, you know, my wife and I have had conversations about this with her choices. Jordan has a bee and a hawk's feather mm-hmm. on her arm. And mm-hmm. they mean a lot to her. But when she first told me I want to get a bee, I was like, a bee? You sure you want to get a bee? Like, right. I did all the things. I'm like, you really? You sure? Right. And I bring this up to say, I'm not some righteous person. I've been a version of the guy who wrote this letter. You know, I didn't say don't get it,
right.
but I did push back on a thing that doesn't actually involve me or matter to me.
And once you had that conversation where she was like, yes, you were like, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So I just want to say, yeah. as we are different people, but I am someone who's somewhat on the other side of, you know, the chapter has, I've gone through that chapter,
right?
And I've been a version of you writing this letter, and I learned that what the fuck do I fucking care? Because do I really want her telling me don't get that on your body for your
right.
tattoo? I have, like I said, we have a conversation with our daughter, and the only thing I'd ever tell my daughter is, you know, like all things, don't just jump into drinking alcohol because you've seen me do it. Don't just jump into smoking pot because you've seen me do it or you know that right. I do it. You right. know, obviously I'm not hiding it. Don't try mushrooms because I genuinely think they are an amazing thing. And don't just get tattoos. Don't just do these things because I did them. That's my life and those are my choices. Now, if you are attracted to them and you think that's something you would like, then that's a different story. And I would just say make sure the timing of it is right and you feel comfortable about it, like mm-hmm. all things, sex, drugs, drinking, mm-hmm. tattoos, they're all big life decisions. It is a big decision to put art on your body, but you know, have conversations with your kids and just go, hey, I'm not a tattoo guy,
right?
And I, you know, you legally shouldn't be getting one till you're 18 anyways, and I don't want you to get one till you're 18,
right?
And if your kids are like, fuck you, I honestly think in that world you are doing them a service by saying, hey, don't lie about it and go get one
right.
and regret it. Wait till you're 18 and then, you know what, I it's your life,
right?
It's your experience.
I'd like to be a part of the discussion. I want you to make the best decision possible.
If you could bring me in on it. You know, I think you're actually going to learn a lot when your wife does this. And I say when, not if, because I feel like,
yeah,
I think sometimes you just got to step aside and let things happen. And I think you might discover that you want a fucking tattoo after you see this thing.
And my last thing that I'll say is, like, you might be, after all this, you could come back to the two of us and go, guys, you missed the point. I listed all those things she wanted to do and jobs she took before trying something else. Like, she's going to get this tattoo and then be like, I shouldn't have got this fucking tattoo. And
yeah, I mean, we don't know.
And I would go, okay, I'll buy all that. But still, you got to let her go down that road, be like, and then when she's like, I shouldn't have fucking gotten this wolf tattoo. Be like, okay, well, what now then? Do you want to save up to try and get it off, or are you gonna leave? Like,
which is very painful.
You be you, because all you have to do is love me. All I have to do is love you. And then in that love is support and compassion. And now we have these kids. All those are the things that have to happen. Everything else is in flux, babe. We'll just figure it out. As long as we want to do it together.
I just think tattoos are fucking really cool.
I want so many. I want four.
Start with one. I would love.
What do you just make yourself laugh about?
Picturing, because you don't have any, right?
No, not yet.
Picturing that your first tattoo, that day you get four tattoos. And they're not connected. It's not like you're doing a sleeve piece.
Yeah.
You are like, so this here, and then I want this thing over here. And you just come back, dude, I got four. I would be like, you are nuts.
Well, you know what's crazy to me? Those like prick tattoos that people get, like they're like Indonesian and like
they're very like old,
Hawaiian.
Yeah.
So there's people who go specifically to Hawaii to get those tattoos.
Yes.
But because of the way it's done, it can't come in contact. Like you can't do anything. So there's people who fly to Hawaii to get that tattoo, and then they cannot swim. They can't be. You're not supposed to be like out in the sun. Like,
right.
They literally just go there. And I was like, man, what a that like, what?
What a journey.
But also, I was like, I don't. That seems so cool, but I don't want to ruin my trip to Hawaii for it.
Yeah.
But it does look when you see them, man. They look fucking.
I think they're
dope.
Great. I mean, they're tattoo artists and the style of tattoos and like.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all grow up when it's like just the. There's like cliche, you know, mom, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like there's like all the, when you walk in, they're like, here's our wall of, to me, never walk in and just go, all right, now what do I want on the wall? There's people that definitely do that and they love it. I'm not that version of a person. I want to know what the story is, what the meaning is, who's doing it. I want it to be a piece of art that feels individual to me.
Yeah.
I don't want the Dave Matthews Band poster I bought at Target that everyone else in the dorm is going to have.
Have you seen the ones that are like music? Like it's like a frequency thing and your phone goes over it and then it like plays a message or plays music and then obviously it's like QWERTY codes.
I mean, there's so much crazy shit.
Yeah.
Nick Youssef got a tattoo right before the pandemic. He got it in Portland. He looked up this dude who does really cool tattoos, and he got it right before all this happened.
Really?
All this. It's been a year. It's been like a month. Well, I'm like talking like it's 2 weeks ago. Right before we had to stop,
there
remember?
Was a TikTok that went viral of a girl. It was like, show me the worst tattoo you've ever gotten or whatever. And it was a person who like March 1st got a tattoo that said, live defiantly who you are and never wear a mask. She was like, fuck.
See, even that one's like, I want to find out this tattoo artist because I think people should know.
Who, the one who did yours?
But that's a great one.
The one who did yours?
The one who did mine is Dan Bones.
Dan Bones.
I think Iron Glacier, and that's iron.glacier. Look that dude's stuff up. It's really, really fun, colorful tattoos.
Well, should we take a quick break and come back?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Hey, y'all. Thank you so much. Tim Buckley specifically. Thanks for sending that in. Hey, we're your pen pals. We brought you back. That's what we think.
Wade those waters gently, mm-hmm. Tim. We hope we helped in some way.
Agreed. All right. We wish you well. Sincerely, your pen pals, Daniel Van Kirk
and Rory Van Scovel.
Hey, do you miss traveling with your besties like in Girls Trip? Do you miss going to huge family gatherings like in Soul Food? Do you miss meeting the parents like in Get Out? Well, actually, no one misses that. But you can still do all of these things with me, Desmond Thorne, on my podcast, Adventures in Black Cinema. Each week, I take you on a journey through a new black film, how it relates to the culture, and sometimes how the themes relate to my own life, so there's always a little tea and a slight bit of embarrassment. And of course, as a filmmaker myself and one of the blackest, film nerdiest film nerds like ever, you're always in good hands. Adventures in Black Cinema with Desmond Thorne, executive produced by Amanda Seals. New episodes every Tuesday on all major podcast platforms.
When was the last time you did something just for you? Discover your summer essentials with FabFitFun, the best subscription box service delivering full-size self-care and wellness products delivered straight to your door. Their experts carefully pick from top trending products for you to personalize your own box of happiness. Just choose your plan and get ready for the best in home, fashion, beauty, wellness, and so much more. So whether it's the perfect beach blanket, a handy wine chiller, or aloe vera gel, FabFitFun has you covered for all of your fun in the sun needs. You'll get to choose some of the products to go in your box while the rest are a surprise. Plus, you can access other perks like flash sales and new items up to 70% off. FabFitFun is more than just an incredible value. It's me time in a box, all about the brands you love, the brands you will love, and doing something that's just for you. Visit FabFitFun.com for 50% off your first box while supplies last when you use code TALKSHOW. That's FabFitFun.com, code TALKSHOW.
And we're back,
in
folks.
The saddle again.
In the saddle again. Also, if you want to look up Dan Bones, it's just Dan Bones on Instagram. He did
common spelling.
He did my and he did my tattoo and Jordan's tattoos. And
where's he based out of?
You know, Jordan did do the two at a time. She did the bee and the feather at the same time here in LA.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, pandemic could have shifted some things. I don't know, but right before the pandemic, he was in LA.
Yeah.
All right. You want some more? You want some more of this?
Let's do it. Give up your letter. Get up there. Get up there.
I'm up here. Here we go. I'm at the podium. Dear Dannery Van Skirk, seems Daniel dominant, so all right, fine. Long time / first time. Doesn't that always sound like,
yeah.
Like that would almost be an amazing like cocktail brand or long a name of a cocktail. Time? Of a long time first time.
Like,
you got it, buddy.
Yeah.
Of a long time first time. As the subject line says, which is just another Manic Monday, as the subject line says, I've been having a bit of a manic / anxious time lately. I deal with different degrees of manic / depressive states, and I've been looking for something for a week to help bring me back to a normal place. Coincidentally, I've been saving up episodes because I enjoy a pen pal binge, and I just wanted to thank you guys. For the first time in over a week, I feel like I'm able to actually exhale and not feel manic. And it's all thanks to you two wonderful goofballs. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if this is a coherent enough letter to make it to the show, but if so, do you guys deal with manic episodes ever? If so, what are some ways you've used to cope with them in the past? Thank you for being you, your pen pal, Evan.
Rory, can I ask you a favor?
Yes.
We haven't done it in a while. If you have the ability, can you look up a manic episode? Because yeah. I'm going to be honest, I don't know that I for sure know what that entails. And maybe there's somebody...
That was going to be part of what I said.
Oh, really?
Extremely elevated like and excitable mood usually associated with bipolar disorder.
Oh, okay.
So
it can be like kind of big or frantic highs and big or frantic lows?
I think it's, yeah, I think you just kind of hit both ends of it and you you feel extremely up or extremely down.
Mm-hmm.
Very hyperactive. I feel like we live in a time where we all know someone or a few people that experienced this. Or
I don't think I've ever had a manic episode. I know I've certainly had like, I don't know if I can get out of this bad days.
Yeah.
But is... Manic feels like that would be, that's too stoic of a emotion to be manic.
Yeah.
For some reason, you know how like we only associate the word intercourse with sex, but it's also like could mean conversation.
Like sexual conversation?
Of course. That's called centercourse.
Liz is letting us know here that manic is just the highs. It is not.
Okay. So that's what I was saying. I didn't know. Like I remember when somebody called, like one of the news guys said that the World Trade Center falling was like an awesome sight, you know?
Yeah.
And literally, that means like I'm in awe, like I can't process what I'm seeing. But our connotation is that it's right. so great.
right.
And so
right.
I didn't know if manic is like, well, we kind of always feel that it means crazy, but it can also mean the other end. But now we know.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I think I don't know that I've experienced that. I feel like, and this is not the same at all, but I feel like in terms of trying to ballpark things I have experienced is anxiety attacks. And I don't get them very often, but I have had a few.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very strange. It feels like the wires in my brain have been disconnected and nothing, I just cannot connect.
Like, do you need to like close your eyes or like go, like I need to go lay down? I told Lisa, I'll admit it. I told her 3 days ago, I feel like the inside of me is running.
Yeah.
That's what I was like, I need a slow, I don't know. And I was laying down when I said that.
It's just, I don't know what it is. It seems like there's crossed wires. Something has happened and I'm thrown into a spiral of like, you know, the anxiety becomes heightened because now you're like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. I've been fortunate enough times that I've had something like, you know, half a Xanax or something to quickly pop. I'm not saying go to pills, but that helped me just be kind of come lucid. Or CBD has been very helpful as well. But yeah, I don't know what to do and I don't know what the solutions are. I always try to deep breaths and breathe and just focus on my breathing, knowing that, all right, I am breathing and this is how I'm breathing and I'm just going to keep breathing like this. And I think there's some, I think there's a lot of science to it, even in the, you know, in the world of meditation, like why in all of these kind of practices, is breath so important? I think focusing on our breathing is a great distraction, from our mind.
Mm-hmm.
Our mind never turns off. And I don't think that's necessarily a great thing, but I think learning to focus your breathing and how to sit still and focus on the breathing and be within yourself, focusing on that, I think that is a way to, I'm not saying it's a solution, but I think it's a possible solution, at least for me, in an anxiety attack, you know. Or if I get, you know, a little too high, you know what I mean? Smoking the herb.
Would you say, I want to find this letter too so I can read it along with you. No, I can't find it. But are you saying as well, like meditation?
Yeah, I mean, meditation, which I don't practice, yoga that I don't practice. I know all of these almost seem like cliche answers that people,
but if they're real,
cackling idiots who live in Los Angeles are going to give you, but they are very valid means of, you know, self-care. By far, I would recommend if you're experiencing manic episodes, as we often do, and we're not professionals, but we always pull the trigger on therapists. We always say, mm-hmm. go call a therapist, check out a therapist, sit and talk with a therapist, even just one or a few times, and see where that gets you. But I think all those things are worth it, and I am a huge proponent of a well-balanced, healthy diet, and not the healthy diet we were raised to believe is healthy, but actual research online of what is the meal I should eat at breakfast, lunch, and mm-hmm. dinner. What are the portions? What are the eating times? You'd research all that stuff, and you start to take care of your gut, your second brain. I think you start to sleep better, and I think you can... There is some feeling better in that. I'm not saying any of that is an overall solution, but you asked me what I do, and those are things I think about all the time when I find myself in a panic attack, an anxiety attack, or just overall depression. I start to think, well, how much have I been drinking?
Yeah.
What have I been eating?
Right.
How much have I been sleeping? How mm-hmm. much am I exercising? And usually the check is in a negative box for all of those categories on, well, you're not doing this, you're overdoing this and you're not doing this. And I go, there you go. Then none of that, all of that contributes to a poor mental state.
I think also too, it's like, don't be afraid to prioritize yourself, right? So if you were having a day like that, Rory, and you were like, I got to trust that my friend will just understand, but I'm not recording pen pals today.
Yeah.
And then you go, and you're like, and now because of how we work, there is a part of us that's going to feel guilty laying on that couch or that bed when we were supposed to be doing something else. But you got to like give yourself that grace to go like, I need to turn off the lights and put on some like slow jazz and not, yeah. I have to clear my schedule. Like I have to.
Self-care is a big thing.
Yeah.
It's so very important. And we aren't raised to think that, especially in America.
Right.
So many of us come from families that you're taught the blue collar way of you grind it out until you die. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. And I think there's some aspects of that that leads people to be successful, that you shut up and you do what you got to do and you get your hands dirty. But I also subscribe to a 50-50 belief that, yes, well, all the other people who aren't necessarily not blue collar, but other people who are go, hey, holistic care and meditation and yoga and all these things. I don't think those two worlds can't coexist. I think you
right,
can,
I agree.
You know, you can grind it out and be this very like, yeah, you go and you go until you fall apart. I think you can be half that. And then the other half, you need to do the other thing. And you might find, oh, I have a very well-balanced approach to mm-hmm. my professional life and personal life.
Yeah, and find the things that put you in a good place. I mean, it's so nice to hear in this letter that like, oh, stockpiling pen pals episodes, like, I know it puts me into like a chill spot. That's so awesome to hear. But like, for other people, identify what that is. Like, is it the fucking Yankee candle in a bath? Like, don't go a month without giving yourself that. Don't go a week without giving yourself that.
Figure out the time frame. Yeah, figure out the time frame to give yourself those things. And I'm awful at this, but I will tell you, I just did it because I just went away with my family to recharge for a few days. But I love getting out in nature and fully disconnecting. And I know that. And I don't seek it out nearly enough. And mm-hmm. I know mm-hmm. that it is like taking a shot of pure
exactly
medicine.
What I was gonna say.
Yet I still don't actively schedule it into my week. And I mean week.
Right.
And I don't go and look for it. Even just if I went to the same spot. Also, going on walks by myself is so great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Is people who really talk, every human being, I think, talks to themselves.
I think so.
And I think remembering to allow yourself the space to go somewhere, to talk to yourself, is very, very important to mm-hmm. your mental health.
You know, it's funny. Maybe you'll be like, I don't know, not that you would ever be like, you're wild. But like, even, and maybe this is meditative in a sense, but like, even the thought of me, like if I think about pulling into the driveway at the cabin, releases some sort of like chemical.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Endorphins.
I feel like we always use dopamine, but like it releases some sort of, maybe it is dopamine, I don't know, but like some sort of feeling of like, and like, dude, even the drive, from Chicago or Rochelle is like, once I get off the interstate and I do those last 30 miles on a 2-lane highway, it's like, it's such a decompression. And then like when I get to the cabin, I pull in and I'm like, I don't even care where anytime somebody goes, what time is it? And my response is, I don't even know where my phone is the fucking best. So it's like,
yes.
You know, that's an extreme because I only get that a few times a year, but like it's one play. There's other ways, but that's one big place. Like you made me think of it about your little trip of like having a place where you're just like, I mean, I remember, when we went to Healdsburg after Petaluma and the day and a half we were there just felt like a big tune out and tuning in to something better. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. We had some friends show us a river and show us some trails that weren't like, you know, they're hiking trails, but like, I mean, the very like easy, casual, mm-hmm. just relax while you're not like sweat and cool.
Right. Yeah.
And also great to like jog on. They like the parks and we took it easy. And we just forget that our society, the life around us, we've built up in our mind what it takes to survive and make money and do all the things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we forget the core things that are super important. And, you know, if you find yourself in a position where you're like, well, I can't get out to nature. I can't do certain things. It's find the time if you can.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't, do what Daniel's saying. Like, have you lit a candle and taken a bath with not just any kind of music or no music,
right,
or, you know, find what noise. That thing is, yeah, or ambient noise. And like, or it maybe it is meditation, or maybe it's just, which is a form of meditation, you're just sitting still and put your phone away, put your iPad away, turn the TV off, and just let your natural self kind of, you know,
balance,
re-engage, yeah, and balance. It's so critical. It feels good. I would say, like, the one day that the first day I fasted early on in the pandemic,
mm-hmm,
by the evening felt so blissful. Like, the benefit of fasting, and I just, you know, every now and then I'll do it for one day,
mm-hmm,
but it almost was like my body gave me that benefit high of having fasted, and I was just doing something that took some discipline, but it took me to a place where I got rewarded for it. And I wasn't doing it for any other reason than I thought that it was a great way to reset the immune system. So I was like looking up stuff in the pandemic, like, oh, I should make sure my immune system's really healthy, yeah, right now.
Right.
And it just, maybe the immune system, you know, did whatever it's going to do, but I just know that I felt such a calm in the evening, mm-hmm, that it just felt purely blissful.
Oh, that's nice.
So yeah, maybe, I don't know if we, you know, we're not professionals. It's not like you even asked us what are the solutions, but that's kind of stuff that Daniel and I do when we're feeling those things. Our main medicine is, you know, probably to perform. So I will say, yeah, that we get a dose, you know, once a month with our live shows, but we used to get a dose almost every night, or at least a few nights a week. So, you know, that's been some pivoting, but
agreed.
We're so close.
I agree. Love that letter.
Anyways,
thanks. Good convo too.
I thought that, Evan, I thought that was a great letter. So thank you so much, and thanks for listening to the show. And I'm glad that we can help in some small way. And I hope that you can, you know, find the relief and the release that you're looking for. We wish you well, your pen pals, Rory Scovel
and Daniel Scovel.
If it wasn't so long ago.
A podcast network.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.